You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
And it's time now to look at issues affecting the continent. Good morning to you, as always, Crystal Audison. We start in Niger, in fact. Female suicide bombers attack again, this time killing several people.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. It seems Boko Haram is back, and unfortunately it's during this very holy month of Ramadan. So two female suicide bombers and one male went across this city, which is on the border with Nigeria, and 10 worshippers were killed. Of course, this is a city in the southeast of Niger, and it's close to Lake Chad, which has also been the epicenter of Islamist attacks, and it borders Nigeria, Chad, and Cameroon. Now, we see that there's been two factions of Boko Haram fighting to establish an Islamist state. And of course, there's been soldiers very active on that Lake Chad area to fight Boko Haram. But it seems now an Islamic school was, in fact, the attack, was the target of the attack. We now see that there's, of course, a high security presence in the area. The site has been cordoned off. There's high patrol. But we do see that these remote areas remain insecure. They remain a target for Boko Haram. And I think it's, again, now concern and anxiety for ordinary people who are marking this very holy month of Ramadan, Bongani.
And, of course, let's go to Kenya, where, of course, the president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has escalated a staff purge to tackle corruption in the public service.
Yes, Kenyatta promised Kenyans that he's going to really fight against corruption, and it seems he's really keeping to his word. So a few days ago, Bongani, it emerged that $80 million was stolen from the National Youth Agency. This thing prompted some urgent action. So we now see that 1,000 government employees have been sent packing, and, you know, they're also going to be vetted now, because Kenyatta says top officials will have to account, and he also wants them to undergo lie detector tests, as well as, of course, prosecution for those that are found guilty. So now we see the heads of procurement and accounting units in ministries, agencies, and the state-owned enterprises, they must implement these urgent steps. What we also see, they want officials to account and disclose their assets, and they are on a 30-day compulsory leave so that all these steps can be taken. So Kenyatta says he wants to clear the country and the civil services of corruption, and it must be done with great urgency. So what we see, it's been dodgy tenders, it's been scams, so it's just been across all government sectors, Bongani, and now the public, they are also saying enough is enough. But some activists are saying, well, it's fair enough for Kenyatta to be making all these pronouncements, but what about the extent of the wealth within cabinet? And there's now a call for cabinet ministers and also even Kenyatta to declare their assets, like we've heard yesterday about South Africa's certain people receiving gifts from people and declaring that.
Members of Parliament, Crystal Audison, will leave it there with you for this morning's Africa Report.